Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. A man is facing seven serious charges over two sex attacks dating back to the early 1990s. The 54-year-old has been arrested after a DNA breakthrough, accused of raping a woman at knife point in Perth in 1990, then a 17-year-old girl in 1991 in Kalgoorlie. He's faced court where he's been released under strict bail conditions. Detective Sergeant Greg Dowding says it shows horrific crimes are never forgotten by police.
I must say, these women are amazing, strong and courageous. They're fine, they're going well, and I'm sure this will bring some closure to them.
A man is still in a critical condition after being stabbed in South Perth. The 35-year-old suffered seven wounds in the alleged incident yesterday on Canning Highway. A 20-year-old man has faced court and he's been remanded in custody. The parents of a young Perth footballer say they'll dedicate their lives to improving road safety. 18-year-old Nick Campo died on Saturday night after the vehicle he was in crashed in North Lake. The driver has since been charged. More trouble for the CFMEU, with Labor's national executive now cutting ties and blocking donations from its construction division. The party is distancing itself from the union in most states except WA following allegations of criminal links in the Victorian branch. But Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti says those claims are not happening here.
Well, I think the difference is we haven't seen or heard of the same behaviour. That's the key.
To sport, the interim West Coast coach has confirmed Liam Duggan and Tyler Brockman won't play this weekend, and Jake Waterman is out with a knee injury. The club is yet to decide if Jack Petrocelli and Jai Cully will come into the side. And Fremantle is keen to move on after their horror flight home from Launceston at the weekend. The plane's water system failed about half an hour after it took off. The Transport Workers Union claims players had to use the sink for bathroom breaks. The Dockers say it was completely unacceptable and the AFL is now investigating.